time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River, seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. While most hockey leagues in the region have their seasons underway, there's one league that fans are still waiting to see, the North Peace Hockey League. Normally their season starts in late October or early November, but we spoke to league president Jack McAvoy, who recently was able to provide a brief statement on what their plans are for right now.
We had a conference call a week or so ago, and basically what we're going to try and do right now, teams are in agreement, we're going to try and get everything organized and start in January, play an eight-game schedule basically, and then three rounds of playoffs. Everybody's not too sure what they have for players because of not being vaxxed and done settlement of everything right now, so...
The league last played during the 2019-20 season with five teams, the Grimshaw Huskies, Falaire Pirates, Manning Comets, Grand Prairie Athletics, and Dawson Creek Canucks. The Athletics and Canucks were in the middle of the Campbell Cup Finals when the onset of the COVID pandemic saw the cancellation of the rest of that series, with Dawson Creek up 3-2 at that time. In the NWHL, they're about a quarter of the way through their season. Team leading the way right now is the Fort St. John Huskies, who are off to a perfect 10-0 start for 20 points. Sexsmith Vipers are in second place with 11 points. The Fairview Flyers and Grand Prairie Kings are tied for third with 10 points. And the Dawson Creek Kodiaks and North Peace Navigators have 6 points. The Navs in particular are going through a difficult stretch right now, having lost their last 6 games. They've given up the most goals, averaging 4.5 goals against per game. They've scored the fewest goals, averaging 2.4 goals for per game. And their power play has struggled, operating at a success rate of just 9.1%. They'll try to get back on track with 2 games this week. They'll be Dawson Creek on Friday before playing at the Baytex Energy Center on Saturday against Grand Prairie. The Fairview Flyers, meanwhile, have a home-and-home set coming up this week against the Sexsmith Vipers. They'll play at the Fairplex Arena in Fairview on Thursday before going down to Sexsmith on Friday. In the AJHL, the Grand Prairie Storm are not off to a good start to their season. They enter play this week tied with the Calgary Canucks for the worst record in the AJHL with just 7 points. The Storm in the middle of a busy week for them. They were on the road last night in Fort McMurray and have another road game tonight in Bonnyville. They'll be back at the Bonnets Energy Center for 2 home games this weekend against a couple of teams from the South Division. On Friday, they'll get their first look at the AJHL's newest team as the Black Falls Bulldogs make their first trip to Grand Prairie. Then on Saturday, the Drumheller Dragons will take on the Storm in Grand Prairie. Take a look now at the Peace River teams in the Northern Alberta Hockey League. At the U18 level, the Peace River Royals have a record of 3-2-1 right now. But those two losses have come in their last 2 games. The Royals will be back at the Baytex Energy Center for a home game on Sunday afternoon against Grand Prairie. At the U15 level, the Peace River Sabres record right now is 2-3. This weekend we'll have them on the road for a couple games. They'll be in Strathcona on Saturday and Spruce Grove on Sunday. As for the U13 Colts, things have not gone well for them so far. Their record right now is 0-6. Colts will try to put an end to that streak on Saturday afternoon when they have a game against Whitecourt at the Baytex Energy Center. In the GMHL, the High Prairie Red Wings have started their season off well. They find themselves in first place in the West Division with an 8-0 record. This weekend, we'll see them play road games in Gibbons on Friday and Edson on Saturday. The next home game of the High Prairie Sports Pals will come on November the 5th against the Mackenzie Mountaineers. That's the River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire and Peace River. Traction and control feel just that with a new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts, service, and of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill in Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.